is my delight. His eyes are fire. His face is light. The first and last, the living one. His name is Jesus. We've just sung these words. The King of Love is my delight. I have a simple question for you this morning. Is he? Is the King of Love your delight? If you're a Christian, you have said at some point, Jesus is Lord. He is my number one. He is my delight. You will sing such things in church all the time, even this morning. But I want to ask you that question. Is he? Is he really your delight? And how can you tell? I think one way you can tell is, are you doing Christian things because you feel you ought to? Or are you doing Christian things because you delight to, because you want to? Well, what are Christian things, Toby? What sort of things would that be? Praying, reading your Bible, going to church, going to small groups, sharing your faith, loving the poor. They're Christian things. But are you doing such things because you ought to? Or are you doing such things because you delight to? And there's a big difference, isn't there? We all know when we approach something, when we get involved in doing something, if we're there dragging our heels because we ought to be, excuse me, it's tough, it's hard going. You soon kind of get tired out. If you're doing it because you delight in it, you skip and dance and jump. And the easiest kind of analogy that I have is when you fall in love. You don't struggle to kind of, you know, to send flowers, to write cards, to do any of these sort of things, do you? You can't wait, you know, you skip and dance doing it. 10 years down the line, is it still there? Are you still skipping and dancing? Or has it become a chore? By the way, if you have slumped into aught, don't despair. We all do. That's a natural part of things. There's no way that you can, just like there's no way that you can keep that first love honeymoon kind of thing at that sort of level for the whole of your married life. There's no way we can do that, I don't think, in our relationship with God in the same way. But every time we realise we've dipped a bit, and every time we've got we're dragging, and we're into ought instead of delight, don't stay there. You don't have to stay there. Just do something about it. Rediscover your first love. And if you're scratching your head as to what you think, how can you do that? I suggest you start with writing a gratitude list. There is a very significant organisation out there that spend a lot of time getting people to focus on gratitude, because guess what? Part of the human condition is we're a pretty ungrateful lot. We very quickly, you know, focus on what we haven't got as opposed to what we have. So maybe a gratitude list would help. Another way I think you can tell whether you're into ought instead of delight is where your relationship with Jesus is in terms of importance. Is he number one? Is Jesus number one in your life? Is he number one with your time? Is he your first thought? Is he number one with your money? Does he get your best, or does he get the dregs? Church, most of us will have another day's holiday. You've got the rest of today off, I hope. You've got a holiday for most of us tomorrow. I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you, Christians. In this time, sometime between now and you heading back to work, take a little bit of time out. Find some time. Just set aside some time to ponder where you are at with your Lord at the moment. And I'd like you to ponder, to assess, and to plan. Where are you at? Because we all take a dip, we all slump. I mean, maybe you're fired up. Maybe you spent this season close to the Lord, and you're braced for the new year. But let's be honest, most of us have probably had too much turkey, we've had too much telly, we've had too much sleep, and the cobwebs are there, and we're probably feeling a little kind of sluggish, to say the least. So please take a little bit of time out just to check in where you're at, and perhaps what you need to do about that. And troubled minds can know his peace. Captive hearts can be released. Excuse me. The King has come. The King of Love has come. If you're sitting out there today and you have not made Jesus Lord, if you're sitting out there today with a troubled mind, for whatever reason, if you're sitting out there today with a captive heart, for whatever reason, the King has come, so you Yes, you can know peace. The king has come so you, yes, you can be released. The answer to your troubles and your captivity is not a horoscope or a loan or a punch bag or more holiday or more stuff or a drink. The answer is Jesus. Amen? Amen. If you haven't figured that out yet, we want to help you. Isn't that right, church? Jesus is the answer. Yeah, now you do need holidays, you do need rest, you do need to eat, you do need drink. But Jesus is the answer to your problems, not punch bags or holidays or whatever. And my desire is to have you near. Lord, you know that you are welcome here. Before such love, before such grace, I will let the walls come down. The key to finding Jesus and to living in Jesus, I will let the walls come down. If you're troubled or captive, stop resisting. Ditch the pride, abandon the pretense, let the walls come down. Get open, get honest, let trusted people in. Listen to them as they share with you, and they share their brokenness, and they share their failures, and they share their difficulties. Share with them. If you're troubled or you're captive today, freedom beckons. Freedom beckons for you. Let Jesus in. I did promise that it would be short and sweet. Children, well done. I hardly heard a peep. Fantastic that you were either listening intently yourselves or the colouring was just the job. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, children, 2016 has gone. 2016 is gone. It's history. It's behind you. But 2017 awaits. If we all make it a Jesus first year, what an amazing year we're in for. Do you not think? I was so inspired, so encouraged to see this place packed out at the Wells Place Carol service in the morning, so much so that we had to put people upstairs again. Wasn't it awesome to see how packed out this place was at the Christmas Eve service? And then on Christmas Day, it was heaving again. Something is happening here. I believe God is stirring here. But we all need to be a part of that. We all need to be on board with that. Let's make it a Jesus first year. We are going to close our service now with a nice, quiet, contemplative number from the PA desk. You may recognize it. Please stand as we close our song with Happy Day.